The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning in this second service. We are grateful to God for His blessings and for all that He has done for us. You were in the first service and you were blessed. Shout hallelujah. And you are here in this second service, you know you are going to be blessed. Shout hallelujah. We welcome you all. We also welcome our internet audience and those who are joining us from other churches of Impact House and those who are connected to us right now. God bless you all in Jesus' mighty name. It's a family intervention service. It's tagged Family Restoration Banquet. Restoration banquet. And I know God will restore all that concerns you in Jesus' name. But I'll be speaking on Keys to Family Joy, Part 2. Message titled Keys to Family Joy, Part 2. I said in the first service that the desire of God for man is to enjoy his life. When God planted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, everything was set. Genesis 2 and verse 8. Everything was going on well for them. They were enjoying the best of time. And the Lord planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. He planted a garden. He placed the man there to enjoy his life. Nobody here will suffer again. I say nobody here will suffer again. No family here will suffer ever again. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can your amen be louder? After man sinned, God allowed him to be ejected from Eden. But when Jesus came, he came for the restoration of the joy of man. He came to restore what we have lost. He went down for 3 days and snatched your blessing from the devil so that he can return it back to you. And that's why I know in this service, every single thing that has been stolen from you shall be restored. But I would say, while men slept, the enemy came and did this. He sold tares while men slept. Everything that has been stolen while you mistakenly slipped off shall be restored today. I say shall be restored today. One of the major things that God wants back in our life and in our families is joy. 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 Joy is very vital for every family. Joy is important. And joy must be deliberately maintained in the family. Love without joy will eventually kill the love. Having loving somebody and there's no joy from the person, you are loving the person, but the person is giving you sorrow, will kill the joy. So joy is so important. If joy is dead, love will eventually die. If continually there's no love, there's no joy, eventually the love that is there will disappear. And that's why we'll be looking at the matter of joy this morning. In the first service I told us, and I gave us 5 important facts about joy. Number one is that joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Number two important facts about joy is that joy is the mother of love. When you are joyful and happy about somebody, you begin to love the person. That's why for those who are in relationship and marriage, you understand that when you see somebody and you are joyful about the person, or you like the person, or you are happy about the person, you become friends. Hello. After you become friends, then love begins to grow. So joy is connected with love. In fact, a lot of people that want to get married, they are looking for people that will give them more joy. Number three important fact about joy is that joy is medicinal. When you are joyful, you don't fall sick on time. That's why anything that makes you sad wants to bring you into sickness and disease. You reject it. Anyone that, when you see the person, your blood pressure rises. No. Anybody that speaks to you and raises your blood pressure. No. Joy is medicinal. Joy is medicinal. When you have joy, sickness cannot come. Number four important fact about joy is that joy is one of the pillars of the family. Number five, joy is fragile and sensitive. Number four, joy is one of the pillars of the family. Number five, joy is fragile and sensitive. Number six for this second service is that God calls us into a life of joy. Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness, in peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So joy is so important. Joy is very important. God called us into joy. God called. Everywhere Jesus went to, and there was sadness, he would say, stop crying there. Stop weeping there. Everywhere Jesus went to, he stopped sadness. No more sadness around your family today. No more sadness around your home today. Somebody say a loud amen. Number seven, joy brings strength. Nehemiah 8 verse 10b. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10b. Joy brings strength. The B part. Joy is the mother of strength. The Bible says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you want strength, protect your joy. If you want to be strong, protect what you are thinking. Make sure that joy is always around your life, because that will give you more strength. Nobody will be tired here again. Nobody will be weak here again. And number eight, important fact about joy is that the absence of joy causes separation in a family. Separation, divorce, all these things that are not right in the family is because joy is lacking in the family. Once there is no joy, there are many things that happen. Quickly this morning, what are the enemies of joy? What are the enemies of joy? In the first service, I gave us five. And for the absence of time and the non-availability of time, I will not go through those five, because I'll be giving us another five today and this hour. Enemies of joy. Number six, enemy of joy in the family. If you want to know the first five, please get the CD. It will bless you a lot. Praise the Lord. That is a bonus for those that came for first service and second service. Praise the Lord. Number six, enemy of joy is wife battering or beating of one's wife. Beating your wife, slapping your wife, kicking your wife, doing evil to your wife can kill the joy in your family. Some men will say, I want to discipline her. You want to discipline her. Is your wife your little baby in primary school or secondary school? Once a man begins to beat his wife, he is shattering the joy in that home. Peace can never be in that family. Have you seen any woman that the husband just beat her with cane or with broom or with a mopping stick? or with cutlass, and she will just say, ah, thank you so much, my love. Thank you. I really appreciate this. Is it possible? I say, is it possible? No way. I know your wife, woman, your wife's mouth is very sharp. I know. All women's mouths are very sharp. Because another person didn't tell you how sharp our own wife's mouth is. It's as women mature that they get better. Every woman's mouth is very, very sharp, like razor. You see razor? So that does not mean that you beat her. That does not mean that you bring out anything available. Control your temper. Control yourself. Some people have been beaten like that and they pass to the other side. I hope you know that. Some people were beaten like that and they just went like that. You know, women are sensitive. Just push her head to the wall. Boom! She just faints. And you pick your key, you go out. You just wasted somebody's life. And you live with the torment for life. Because she will be appearing to you in your dreams. Yeah. You want joy in your family, don't touch your wife to beat her. It's an aberration. Don't do it. She has offended you. In my place, I think we shouldn't go into that. Because on Friday night, I ask you, say we should go. Today, I ask you, say we should go. In my place, they say, it is mouth we used to discuss it. It is bum we used to sit down and resolve. You know what I'm talking about. Everything is discussion. You discuss, you settle everything. In my place, again, they say, words are not too big that you take cutlass to be cutting it. No matter how big the matter is, you say no, you say to it. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? It's not a matter of using it shows you are not mature. You still be using feeding bottle. That's your sister. That's your best half. That's your best friend. That's your confidant. Treat her well. Number 7. Enemies of joy in a family is poverty. Poverty and povertitis. He's a major killer of joy in a family. I came down so I can be near you. So that when I'm prophesying to you, it can get to you fast. You will not be poor. I say you will not be poor. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, nobody under the sound of my voice will be a poor person. Say it louder, amen. Please take your seat. Poverty kills joy in the family. When there's lack, daddy, where is soup money? You say, later. Daddy, it's time to pay for this and that. He says, begin to tell story. Where you should put your hands in your pocket and bring out money, you will not be telling stories there. Where you should put out money and solve problems, you will not be telling stories there. That's why the Bible says, money answereth all things. Bible itself says, money, it answers all things. And this is one of the major things that affects families. In the first service I spoke about, one of the major things that also affects families is sex denial. But in this service, one of the major things that affects family is the matter of resources. Minimum standard of where a woman would want to live. There's a minimum thing that should enter our stomach and our children's stomach. Is somebody with me this morning? I'm speaking reality here. I'm speaking reality here now. Resources is needed to run a family. So when it is absent, all of a sudden, the atmosphere in the house is not okay. The atmosphere in the house is very somehow, is tight. The husband will be grumbling. The wife will be murmuring. Everybody will be looking so upset. Well, my prayer for you here today, the work of your hands will be enough to bless and feed your family. That work, that business, that career that you are doing, that thing you are doing that you are going to do every day, it will be enough to change your story for life. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all thy heart. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10. Our God is a God that wants to bless us. He does not want us to be poor. All our fathers were blessed. They did very well. Abraham was blessed. Isaac was blessed. Joseph was mega blessed. Jacob was blessed. You are the next to be blessed. I say you are the next to be blessed. Number 8. Enemy of joy in a family is stubbornness. Someone say stubbornness. Some people are very stubborn. Stubbornness it comes in many ways. If you are a person that you don't like to be corrected, you are stubborn. If you are a person that you don't like correction, you are a stubborn person. Stubbornness. My dear, this path you are following is not good. Nigeria is not okay again. People don't go out at this time of the night again. Nobody just goes around like this. And my friend, don't worry yourself. I'm a man of myself. A self-made man. You are stubborn. You say, my wife, the way you cook soup, you are putting too much maggi. I'm getting older. At this age, I shouldn't be eating this much maggi again. He said, no. That's how my mommy taught me. Even my sister, I put 3 maggi, she put 6 maggi. That's how we were taught by our mother of blessed memory. You are stubborn. You are stubborn. Learn to accept correction. See, when you accept correction, it makes the family sweet. Do you know your wife can correct you? Your wife can correct you. She can advise you. Don't marry somebody that you cannot take advice from. Hello. Don't marry somebody that you feel is too small for you. That your wife, that you are sleeping in the same bedroom, you switch off the light and you say she cannot advise you. Ah. But she can do other things, but she can't advise you. No, 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 no. Don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn. A lot of times, people who are stubborn, they bite their fingers for it at the end of the day. That's what they call, had I known. Had I known will not be your portion. Had I known will not be your portion. That is, if I had known, I would have listened to the advice of this man. If I had known, I would have listened to the advice of this woman. Your desire is to attract joy in your family. Don't be stubborn. Especially when you have the Spirit of God in you. When they are correcting you, we know that this thing this man is saying is true. The Spirit of God will tell you. May the Lord give us understanding. Number 9, enemy of joy is wrong tradition. Wrong tradition. There are some people that will say, this is our tradition. There are some traditions that are wrong. Just take it. There are some things that were done in your own father's house that it must not be done in your own house. Tradition. Wrong tradition. I told you the story of somebody some time ago who said his father, he has never seen his father give his mother money. Said, my father never gives my mother. It's my mother that trained us. She's the one that feeds us. They are in the same household. But she never gives her money. So he now told his own wife, since my father never used to give my mother, why are you disturbing me? That's a wrong tradition. That's a wrong tradition. That's not a correct tradition. You see, there are some prayers that your wife pray for you when you give her money. Before you turn your back to reach the door, heaven has already answered that prayer. Easy. Someone listen to me. If your wife pray for you that this, you know, this, it's a wrong tradition. It kills joy when you embrace traditions that are not, they are not feasible in this generation. Nobody here will take a wrong step. Nobody here will take a wrong step. And number 10, where I will stop under this enemies of joy is serving other gods. It's an enemy of joy. Psalm 16 and verse 4. Psalm 16 and verse 4. Their sorrow shall be multiplied, their hasting after another god. If your family is a family where another god is being served, joy might not be feasible there. The Bible says their sorrows will be multiplied. Four plus four is eight. But four times four is what? 16. 20 plus 20 is what? 40. 20 times 20 is what? 400. He said their sorrow will be, it will be not double, not, he said multi, not, it will be quadrupled. Please, don't take anything with this God. You are playing with liquid fire. Don't add anything to this God in your family. Don't have any secret person somewhere that gives you something. It will just multiply the sorrow in your family. It will just multiply the evil happening there. It's enough for me. It's enough for me. The man of Calvary is enough. It's enough for me. It's enough for me. The man of Calvary is enough. What affected a lot of parents? They are in church, quite all right, but they still have other things that they consult. They still have other things that they have candles that they burn in the night. They have talisman that they put in there. They have things they put in their car that will help them to disappear if they are into public transport or things like that. It's just all rubbish. It multiplies sorrow. If you have salt, bring it today. I will collect it and burn it in your presence. Bring it. Bring it. I will collect it from you. I burn it instantly. It cannot pay your family. It cannot add anything to your... Listen, if you see devil giving anybody anything, he wants to take much more. If devil gives you two things, he will take 20. And looking at it, all those people that even give a lot of people those things, if you look at them, you cannot see any glory upon their life. Have you seen any babalawo that is living inside a beautiful house? They live inside huts. They live inside places where there are snakes and antelopes and all those things. They have heat rashes on their backs. But they don't have air conditioner. If you see a babalawo that has air conditioner, he's not a real babalawo. He has not really gone into babalawism very well. He's just under Riaza. Your family, don't let anything that is not Jesus be seen around it. You will see how God will just shift you. He will just catapult your family, zoom, to the next level. Immediately, gadgets of the devil around you, around your parents. They give you, they even send you to send money for sacrifice annually, and you withdraw money. You send, you do use of, you transfer money for yearly sacrifice. You are deceiving yourself. That family can get joy. I pray that this morning, everyone who is in any condition, in connection with any other God, will disconnect such in the name of Jesus. I say they will disconnect such in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Well, quickly this morning, what are the ways to joy in the family? The first service, I gave you 8 of them. Let's run through them very quickly. Number one is determined to be happy. If you want joy in your family, determined to be happy. Don't wait for your husband to give you joy before you are joyful. Don't wait for your children to give you joy before you are joyful. Determined to be happy. Make up your mind. Make up your mind to be happy. Make up your mind to be a joy giver yourself. Number two way to joy in the family is keep communication lines open always. Once you are not communicating again, you are killing the joy in the family. Keep the communication line open. Communicate regularly with your family, with your children. Don't spend the whole day and you just forget your wife. Spend the whole day, you forget your husband. Let the communication lines be open. And not only open, open continuously. This is very important. Number three is be content with your spouse. Be content with your spouse. Be content. Be focused. Number four is forgive generously. Learn to forgive others. Forgive easily. This is very, very important for every family that we assess joy. Learn to forgive. For those who don't forgive, don't forget, God is also there and is waiting for you also. Your husband has offended you, let go of it. Especially if he has said, I'm sorry, my dear, I'm sorry. I don't even know what got into me. Your wife has offended you. I'm sorry. Don't use your authority. I must show you. I must. That's very babyish. Very, very, very babyish. Like I said in the first service, it's not possible for the teeth and the tongue to be together and they will not offend themselves. Your husband is a human being. Place him as a human being. See him as a human being. Your wife, because many of us, the way we see our husbands or that we, is as if it's somebody that is, no. See him as a human being that is susceptible to mistake. If he's no more making mistakes now, he has made mistakes in the past. So, relax. Forgive. Let go. And you too, that they are forgiving. If they are forgiving you, stop going back. Jesus said, don't go back to your vomit. That's what Jesus said. You have been forgiven. He said, don't go back. Least a worse thing happen to you. You go back to again, you're least a worse thing happen. So you are forgiven, doesn't mean you'll be repeating the same thing. You did something wrong. You say, I'm sorry. And he said, leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. How did you do that? Leave me alone, leave me alone. The evangelist said, okay, no problem. I've heard you. 2 days later, you did the same thing. 1 month again, you did the same. After some time, you will lose value as a man. You lose your value. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Number five is give unsolicited gifts. Give unsolicited gift. I'm still on number five. So just project as I don't be faster than the person preaching because you have my outline. Thank you, Lord. Give unsolicited gifts. Give gifts. I said during the first service, I said, this is Mother's Day. What a good day to give gifts. I must find a way to give. Make sure I give my wife a gift today also. Give my mother a gift. Give those that are mothers to me in the spirit. Give them a gift. It's not about the size. It's not about the size. When we say gift, people think it's iPhone 13. No, it's not necessarily about that. If you can afford that, why not? If our phone is due for change and you can afford it, why not? But it's not about something big. Gift is something that brings a lift. It doesn't have to be something massive, just something. It can be something small. As God helps you, life is in sizes. Life is in faces. Life is in faces. There are some things now, by God's privilege, if I give to God now, it's not a seed. Maybe just to give. But in those days, if I give it, it's a big seed. Life is wonderful. Life is awesome. It's in faces. But enjoy this face. Enjoy this face. Praise God. Praise God. Number six is dress well to satisfy your spouse. Dress well. Dress and act properly. Dress well. When a woman doesn't dress well as she's in the house, the ambience is not so nice. Dress well. Dress well. A man also, dress well. Don't wear boxers that is stinking around the house. A wife will be covering her nose when you are passing. What's it? Dress well. If it's torn, throw it in the trash can. Go and buy another one. You also need to look good. Don't forget that woman that you think is not nobody. If she catwalk out there on that street now, cars will park to want to pick her. Yeah. 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 You see, one thing about women is that is the packaging of the woman. When some women package themselves, you will not believe they are the same people again. That's your wife that you think is just... Just give her small money. Tell her to go to the market and buy fine clothes and appear before you. Queen, the biggest queen in Nigeria, is a small girl to that. We don't appreciate what we have a lot of times. So dress well as a man. Dress well as a lady. When you dress well, you look attractive. You look good. It's not only about having something to do in the bedroom. It's not only about that. Just the environment should be happy and joyful. Women, sometimes let your husband ask you, where are you going? Say, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just dressing. I just want to feel myself in there. What you are saying is, I want the environment to just be nice. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Number seven, way to join your family. Don't allow negative external factors to dictate the mood in your home. Don't allow negative external factors. And number eight, work on your character. Work on your character. Well, in this second service, number nine way to joy in a family is go for knowledge about family matters. Go for knowledge. It is where your knowledge base gets to that determine how you operate. Is how your knowledge is where your knowledge level is that affects your family. So you are telling me you are preparing for marriage. You don't have marriage books being read. Oh, you are in marriage and you don't read any book on marriage. Even the ones written in house, it has not been read. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. You need to acquire more knowledge. You need more knowledge. Keep acquiring it. Keep getting it. Keep acquiring it. Keep getting it. You will see yourself improving. If your husband is not telling you that you are improving, you are not getting more knowledge. If your wife is not telling you you are improving, you are not getting more knowledge. Because you can't give what you don't have. What you did not know, you can't behave like that. What you did not know that it is wrong, you can't leave it alone. So knowledge is, for example, knowledge of how to handle in-laws is very, very, very important. Knowledge. There are some families, if you call your, if you are as a wife, maybe you are 28 or 30 as a wife, and your sister-in-law is 14 years old, and you call her by name, they will hate you in that family with passion. Is somebody with me? You just call her in her name, Ndidi. Just call her Ndidi. Oh, her name is, let's say, Bosse. You say, Bosse. Ah! They will bosselize you in that family. They will be calling themselves. Ah! So you need knowledge of the family you are going into and the family where you are. It's very important. You need knowledge on how men think. The way men think is different from how women think. May the Lord give us understanding. Number 10, way to family joy is be approachable, reliable, and dependable. Be approachable, be reliable. You see, one of the things that makes a lot of family sad is that maybe the man or the woman is not approachable, is not reliable or dependable. Be a person that your wife can depend on. Be a person your husband can depend on. Be a person your children can depend on. Be reliable. Be a reliable person. Who is a reliable person? A person that can be trusted. Only those who are trusted can be entrusted. Some women will say, my husband doesn't let me know this one. He didn't let you know because he doesn't believe that you are reliable. Be reliable. As a husband, let your wife be able to say, my husband is a reliable person. What he says is what we do. Where he said he's going is where not that he said, I'm traveling, you know, my dear. I have a meeting tomorrow. I have a meeting tomorrow in Abuja. And I'm flying from here to Abuja. Well, by the time they will find out, where did you go, this and this and this, so that you are not even in Abuja. You are in Lagos. That's that. The trust will be lost. Nobody here will be an unreliable person. I said, nobody here will be an unreliable person. Nobody here will be an unreliable person. When you say, I'm coming home early, get home early. Get home early. Be reliable. Be approachable. And I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number 11, be appreciative. You want joy in your family? Be appreciative. Always appreciate every little thing that God does for you. Every little thing that your husband does for you, be appreciative. Don't compare what your husband has done for you with what another person's husband has done for them. They are different. And everybody has his own time. Don't compare. See, if you know the law of time, you will understand life. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 1. Life is about time. The little that is being put down, manage it. The little that is being dropped, manage it. It's a matter of time. Every little thing your wife does for you, don't eat soup. You lick the plate. You even take the plate, you lick it, and you don't even say, thank you so much for this meal. It's only the day that the food is not okay that you begin to raise your voice. Ah! You want to kill me with pepper? You want to pepper? Praise the Lord. Learn to be appreciated. Everybody likes appreciation. When your children do something for you, thank them. When they do something that you are happy about, thank. No, not only when somebody does something wrong, you say, you have done something wrong. When they do something very right, thank them. You left money for Pomo and you met fresh fish. Won't you say thank you? You met the money you left can only buy dry fish, but you met assorted fish with meat. You took the meat, you took it, you know, my dear. God will bless you. I know you are doing a lot. God will bless you. Men, is there every man here? Are you listening to me this morning? Thank you is necessary. Somebody is subsidizing it. Somebody is subsidizing it. Learn to say thank you. Learn to be appreciative. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. And number 12, where are we? Be rounding up. Way to family joy is submit your family totally to God. If you want joy in your family, give your family totally to God. In service, in conduct, give your family totally. Let your family be sold out to God. You want joy in your family? Teach your children on time to love God. Talking about Abraham, he said he would command his children to walk after him. So make sure you submit your family to God and you will assess joy. Having said that, today is our family restoration banquet. One of the things that God wants to do for us is to restore what the wicked has stolen from us. God wants to restore to us in Joel chapter 2 and verse 25 to 26. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 26. He says, I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten. Somebody say amen. The cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, which had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall not be ashamed. One of the major assignments of the devil is stealing. Only is a thief. Wants to steal the blessing of a family. Wants to steal the joy in a family. Wants to steal anything stealable. The devil is a thief. Wants to even steal your certificate if possible, so you cannot see it to get a job. Devil is a thief. And that's why the great restorer, Jesus, came to restore what has been lost. You see, I will make sure that I bless you so much so that you will not be ashamed. I pray for you today, you will not be ashamed. I say you will not be ashamed. So that's why we are here today. We want to take back what the devil has stolen. Time, resources, lost years. There are some people, there are some parts of their life they can't account for, like 7 years. They can't really say what they accomplished within that 7 years. There are some people, 3 years of their life, they cannot really say what did I even accomplish. That's what they call lost years. Years that one cannot explain what is going on. But today, the great restorer is here. It will restore to you every year lost. It will restore to you the time that have been lost. I say, we restore to you the time that have been lost. It will restore to you the time that have been lost. It will restore to you the time that have been lost. Say a louder, amen. Every single thing that has been stolen shall be restored in 100-fold. Time that has been stolen, God is going to restore time back to you. It will restore blessings back to you. All the areas to which you have been duped by the greatest 419, the devil himself, Jehovah will restore to you your lost years. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. Those who have been robbed by jam, those who have been robbed by strikes, those who have been robbed by failed relationships, relationship of 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. Nothing to show for it. Waste, invested time, invested recharge card, invested Valentine gifts, invested many things. Nothing to come out of it. Enough is enough. God must restore your lost resources. I say God must restore your lost resources. I say God must restore your lost resources in the name of Jesus. Well, before we go into the session of intense prayer in this second service, you want God to restore to you. The first thing you have to do is to return to God.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.